As far as precipitation and temperatures, things like that, how is it that you see this winter as compared to recent winters here in the Peoria area?
So in terms of precipitation, we are looking for the Peoria area right now. It's sitting just below normal for this time of year, so we're looking from October to about the beginning of October through the end of January, and we're kind of looking at the snowfall and the rainfall totals for this winter so far. And we're sitting just below normal. We've had 8 inches of rainfall, and our normal rain rate is around 10 inches. In terms of snowfall, we've had just under 10 inches of total snow accumulation at the Peoria Airport, and our normal amount for this time of year, we should be around 15 total inches. Now, if we do kind of go back looking at last year just as kind of a comparison, in terms of rainfall and snow for the October through January time period, we were sitting around a little more closer to normal in rainfall. We had 13 inches of total rainfall through that time period, and again, the normal 10 inches, so a little bit over over the normal. Now, in terms of snowfall, we were a little bit more than normal. We were sitting around 20 inches of snow, whereas the normal is 15. Now, if we do look at kind of a high and low situation here in terms of precipitation, the highest rainfall and snow amounts that we've had, highest rainfall is around 17 inches, and that was back in 2009, 2010. And then if we remember all the way back into the 1970s, the late 70s, we had a blizzard come through, and the highest snowfall amount we've had reported in that four-month time frame is 41.5 inches.
Oh, wow.
Now, if we look at the kind of driest time frame for the 4 months, back in the early 1900s, 1904 to 1905, we only recorded 2.7 inches of rainfall at the Peoria area. And then if we look at the snowfall amount, the lowest that we have reported in that four-month October through January time frame is 2.3 inches, and that was back in 1933 to 1934. So in terms of temperatures, what we're looking at so far, for comparison to normal values, this year as compared to normal as well as last year, what we've kind of been comparing the precip to, and we're going to kind of look at the same time frame for the winter months, so October through January. Now, this year we're sitting a little bit warmer than normal. The past 3 months, November, December, and January, have been above normal, whereas going back to October, that was just slightly below normal. Now, comparing to last year, December and January of last year were significantly above normal. And then looking at the October-November time frame of last year, we were actually sitting below normal. So this year's just been a little bit warmer in terms of our normal and comparing to last year. However, looking forward here over the next week to 2 weeks, it looks like we are going to kind of snap this warm trend that's been going on for a little while. We have a pretty cold air mass that's going to work its way down into the region later this weekend into early next week, where we will probably see temperatures hovering in the single digits, maybe even below zero in some locations. And we're also looking at the potential for some wind chills to be in the negative double digits. So we will have to keep an eye on that as we progress through the rest of this week, and then we work into this coming up weekend.
As far as the rest of the winter, do you guys kind of have a long-range look at what the rest of the winter's going to look like?
Yeah, so that's from the another branch of NOAA and the National Weather Service called the Climate Prediction Center.
Sure.
And they have temperature graphs and precipitation graph outlooks for that stuff. And so their outlooks for the month of February is they are looking for below normal temperatures, about a 50% to 40 to 50% chance of below normal temperatures, and they're also looking at about a 30 to 40% chance of above average precipitation. So for the Peoria area, that would probably equate more to colder temperatures below zero or below freezing, and then the above precipitation, the above average chances would more than likely lead to some snowfall over the month of February. Now, as we do look into the three-month outlook, which covers February, March, and April, they are hinting at about a 30 to 40% chance of above average temperatures. So that would lead that maybe March and April temperatures will warm up a little bit. And then we're also still looking at about a 30 to 40% chance of above average precipitation for those 3 months. So that would kind of lead us to looking at the precipitation from February, how it was suspected or is expected to be above average. It'll just keep trending that way through the early spring.